This show was brought to you by Ouch My Ego, ouchmyego.com.
What did I just watch?
Hi, everybody. This is Andrew. I'm here with Manny.
Hello.
We watched a crazy bonkers movie. What did we just watch?
We watched Naked Lunch.
When I started writing Naked Lunch, people offered their opinions. Disgusting, they said. Pornographic, un-American trash. Unpublishable. Well, it came out in 1959, and it found an audience. Town meetings, book burnings, and an inquiry by the state Supreme Court. That book made quite a little impression. Now, 30 years later, Hollywood, in its infinite wisdom, has turned it into a movie. 30 feet tall, in living color. Cover your eyes, America. Run for your lives.
The Mothman, Bill.
You're just gonna have to leave town.
Tourist class, I'm afraid.
Thought you were finished with doing weird stuff.
I thought I was too, but I guess I'm not.
Naked Lunch. I keep screwing up and I keep saying, like, Naked Gunch because of Naked Gun.
Ah.
Yeah, it's stupid. So, for those of you who don't know, Naked Lunch is a movie about William S. Burroughs' book, Naked Lunch, and it's also semi-autobiographical to William S. Burroughs' life and other short stories.
That's right.
But it's also been in The Simpsons, where they go on a road trip to Knoxville, and they see the Sun Sphere, and it's full of wigs. They go to their first rated R movie, and they just pick it because it's rated R, and it's Naked Lunch. Nelson leaves and says,
I can think of at least two things wrong with that title.
Yeah.
And that episode follows me around, by the way.
Does it really?
Specifically that that episode. It's my wife's favorite episode, but possibly her favorite episode anyway. But that's probably why it follows me around. And we lived in Tennessee for a while. So you're a well-versed movie viewer, yeah?
For the most part, yeah.
Like, what's your general favorite sort of movie to watch?
Well, there's a lot of different types. I there's no specific kind, really. I watch pretty much whatever piques my interest. Well, that's kind of hard to narrow down then. I don't know. I like stupid action movies. I like movies that also make you think. Movies that, let's just say I don't like Transformers. How's that?
The current Transformers?
The current, yeah. Michael Bay. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So, but I'm just trying to give people a barometer of what your comfort zone is with movies. Mine, I have no comfort zone.
Right.
I mean, I do have a comfort zone. My comfort zone encompasses so many different types, is what I'm saying. But your comfort zone, are you like, I know what you like, Birdman, or you like the Marvel movies, right?
I do. Yes, I do.
Okay. All right. Jurassic Park, Jurassic World?
I haven't seen Jurassic World yet, and it doesn't really interest me. But Jurassic Park, the first one, amazing.
Okay. All right. Let's get some other weird stuff. David Lynch movies?
I haven't watched many David Lynch movies. I've seen Blue Velvet, and I think that's about it. Maybe Mulholland Drive, but that's not much.
Any
else.
Of those put you? Did those put you off?
No, I like Blue Velvet quite a bit, actually. I saw that in high school. Okay. I was like, wow, that's... Dennis Hopper is one of his best works.
All right. So Cronenberg is the director of Naked Lunch. What of Cronenberg's have you seen?
The Fly, for sure.
The Fly.
A little bit of Videodrome. I've seen pieces of it. I haven't seen the whole thing.
Okay.
Did he do Crash also?
Yes, he did Crash.
Crash. I believe I've seen that one also. I just don't remember it too well.
Okay. Did you see Scanners?
No, I have not.
Okay.
I need to
it's
see
not
that.
Actually, it's not actually that good. It's just got this really amazing scene where a guy's head explodes.
Right.
That's the great.
I've seen the scene.
Yeah, you've seen the scene. Yeah. You've seen the little animated GIF on the internet.
Yes, of course.
Loop.
Yeah.
Okay, so Cronenberg now. This story is about a dude who works as an exterminator, and he's got some beat poet buddies or beat writer buddies, and his wife is a junkie. What's so weird about that, guys? Huh? What is so weird about it? What happens
in the movie?
Yeah. What was the turning point? I was watching you and you're just yeah, okay, I'm going along with this. This is just okay. They're just creepy kind of creepy gross people from the 50s, early 50s.
Well, I read some of his stuff like that. Like Junkie talks about that, like them kind of like taking turns with the lady. A lot of Bukowski stuff kind of does the same thing.
Yeah.
That didn't faze me until the whole anthropomorphic thing when he starts tripping. That's
okay. What point do you think he starts tripping? Or the movie merges, goes from real world to what is this world?
When he starts taking the bug poison.
Like, immediately you think that that's like the next scene? Because that's what I think.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, it makes you think that it's still going on, but it's actually, you know, turning into trip.
I really like the transitions in this because, as like you just said, it makes you think that it's going on.
Yeah.
In regular world, like he goes into a room, shoots up, comes out.
Right.
And it looks normal, and then he gets a bug typewriter.
Yeah.
It gets taken to the cops, yeah. And then they give him a bug typewriter.
Yeah,
with a butthole mouth.
Yeah, talks
he talks out of his butthole.
Yeah,
and it's on his back, like the thorax of the bug is a butthole.
Yeah,
or okay, put it's a sphincter anyway.
Basically,
it doesn't have to be a butthole, but because. The sphincters are all over the human body, so but they're all in our digestive tract, which is why it's so gross to see one talking with a really raspy, overly smoked out voice.
Yeah.
Was a 65-year-old guy who's been smoking for 40 years. Yeah.
Sounds like it, yeah, pretty much.
So now, I don't care about spoilers because this is a spoilery show. Your response, my response is, I forgot about the... I don't know how to say it. There's a scene in which
the centipede sort of,
yeah, the cabana boy kind of character.
Yeah, yeah, the little twink.
Yeah, he's the little pretty boy. He's assaulted in the weirdest way. Weirdest way. Is this the weirdest movie you've seen so far?
Yeah, probably one of the weirdest, if anything.
What stands up to it as far as that you've seen, you know?
Well, The Fly was pretty weird as far as, like, anthropomorphic, gross-out scenes.
That's
another Cronenberg. Yeah,
that's Cronenberg. That's what he's known for.
Oh, Starship Troopers.
Starship Troopers? Yeah. Weirded you out?
Yeah, the big bug that takes out, it's kind of like a vagina face, and it, like, the thing protrudes out of his face.
The proboscis, yes.
Yes, the proboscis. And it goes into the other guy's brain, and it just sucks everything out. That's
really gross. That's Verhoeven. That's gross. Yeah. It's imaginative design and all that stuff. But as a film, Starship Troopers isn't that weird unless...
No.
Because it's sci-fi. Bonkers, sure. Bonkers, fine. But weird and bonkers. This movie, Naked Lunch...
Fear and Loathing.
That's Terry Gilliam. Okay. But that one doesn't have the gross stuff in it. It just has people...
And
weird, like splattery. Well, he tries to redo the cover.
Yeah, basically the whole thing
in that movie.
Ralph Steadman.
Yeah. But this, I would say, is probably the best realized Cronenberg movie, and it's I think maybe even the not quite the littlest scene. He did a movie called Spider with Ralph Fiennes, and I haven't seen that. And if I haven't seen it, not a lot of people have. Then no. I get the vibe that not a lot of people have seen this because if you mention Naked Lunch, they just kind of draw like the whole glazed eyes, like, oh, that's a weird name. What does the title have to do with anything anyway?
I don't think it has anything to do with the movie. Well, I mean, you have to look in deep
into it. Or the book, really.
Yeah,
but
yeah. I wonder where he got the title.
And I do like, how it turns into a spy thriller. Where there's not exactly a thrill, it meanders a lot. And the reason why it meanders is because it's a bunch of anecdotes or small vignettes that are strung together. They're little episodes. But it's done in such a way in which it's almost like Napoleon Dynamite of really messed up bug sex and drug use.
Yeah, a lot of drug use. Metaphorically and...
Okay, he shoots his wife in the head. That's based on a real thing.
Right.
That's based on something that really happened. In Mexico, yeah. Right.
And he got away with it, too.
He got away. He hit the road back to America, but then they still charged him or gave him 2 years, and then they commuted that.
Yeah. Yeah, so he didn't stay too long in
No, he didn't
prison,
even
right?
stay in prison. He left, right? So they didn't send him back to America, back to Mexico to be put in jail. They just said, well, he's not here. Let's commute it. I guess that's what happened.
Yeah, I'm sure he paid it off somehow or something.
It was a William Tell game. He was drunk. She was drunk. That is in the movie. And then that were they were already tripping by that time.
Yeah, they were. They had already been pretty high. He had already gotten on the black stuff also.
Yeah. And so then the centipede meat, the... Okay, I'm like, this is full of spoilers, and then we start talking about it, and it's as random as the movie sounds, how we're talking about it. If you've seen it, maybe you can follow what we're talking about. I suggest you see it. I do.
Yeah.
This came out in 91, right? Was it 90 or 91?
I think it was 91, yeah.
I was 17, so I saw it in 92, I'm sure, on Cinemax. And you think that you're mature and can follow stories and stuff. But back then, I could follow it now. But and I've seen it probably 3 times. This is probably my 3rd time, maybe my 4th time seeing it. But those other times that I watched it were just like, I want to look at the cinematography. I want to look at the special effects. I want to look at the creature effects. When I watched it with you, one, I got to see it sort of with your eyes. Yeah. Two, I got to pay attention to more of the story, which I had never done. Yeah. Really obviously before.
Yeah.
As I'm confessing that.
Yeah.
Were you able to follow the story?
I was, for the most part. I didn't get the gist of it. But it was mostly just one drug god trip, right? Or a multitude of them.
So he gets on the drugs. He shoots his wife.
Right.
He gets the bug typewriters are telling him that he's an agent for or against Interphone. Which one was it?
I think it was four. The first bug told him it was four.
Yeah. And then the same voiced, but it's a different typewriter,
right,
bug tells him that he's working against Interzone.
Yeah.
And he needs to infiltrate Interzone.
Yeah.
And Interzone is a company that makes the bug stuff, the bug powder. I said I figured out the story or something this time. I'm trying to prove it.
So he took off to Morocco, right? To Tangiers,
yeah, goes,
Morocco.
Goes to yeah. Morocco.
Yeah.
And he meets some people who are very open with their marriage.
Right. Were they even married?
Yeah, Judy Davis and Ian Holmes. They were a couple. I think they were married. I think they're a married couple, but they're very open. And so he seduces, or Judy Davis seduces him, and then he's trying to show her what the typewriter does.
Right.
His Ian Holmes's weirdo typewriter, and that typewriter turns into a butt with tentacles and a wiener.
Yeah. Oh.
And then just flops all over them as they're making out.
That was just,
And I was watching you during all of these scenes. Uh-huh. It sounds like I'm a creep, but I like to look at the expressions, especially if I'm aware of
what's gonna
the
happen.
Weirdness
yeah.
that's happening. Yeah. Yeah. So I'm not exactly missing anything, but I want to see your face, and your face is just like a gape, like your mouth is open, your eyes are forward, wow. your head's tilted slightly down, and you're if there was ever a time for a cartoon question mark to just hover above anybody's head.
Yeah, that's what happened.
That's it.
Pretty much.
So what do you get out of this film, really, other than big drug trip?
I don't really know what else to get out of it, really. It's just I still don't know how it was made, because as far as like how it followed the book, I need to read the book to see what the commotion is about. But a friend of mine told me, you just try reading the book, and it's probably even worse than watching the movie, as far as trying to get the information through.
It is one of those unfilmable books.
Yeah.
So I've heard. I haven't even gone near it. William Burroughs stuff was just too strange.
Yeah.
I don't want to go to the source material. I don't even want to do this with comics. I don't want to go to the source material.
Yeah.
If I'm watching a comic book movie. The comic book movie stands alone. Source material, whatever.
Yeah.
So this, it's like pulp. It's like a pulp novel.
Yeah.
Or a pulp sort of thing because of the time period, right?
Yeah, 53. The 50s. Yeah.
We didn't even talk about the mugwumps.
Exactly, the mugwumps. And he gets a mugwump typewriter also.
Yeah, his typewriter's broken and they put it in the fire. And that's how you fix it.
Yeah, that's how you fix any typewriter, really.
Yeah, yeah. It's, oh man, my key's stuck. My key's stuck. I gotta...
Reforge it.
Oh, crap. Let's just throw it in the kiln, and then you get another typewriter that's shaped like the head of this thing called a mugwump that has tendrils on its forehead, or top of its head, almost like a mohawk,
yeah.
But they're at different lengths, and they secrete
semen.
Kind of, yeah.
Mugwump
they,
semen.
They
yeah.
reference it.
Yeah.
Mugwump
yeah.
goo.
Yeah.
Goo that gets you high.
Oh, yeah.
Which is some bizarre... I don't... Yeah. This is your first experience with this, right?
With
Have
this
you
movie?
Ever seen any photos from it?
No. No, I've yeah. never seen a single thing from it.
Oh, man, you went in fresh.
Very.
I went in having seen a magazine called Cinefex. And the special effects behind that, like, I'd already seen what the mugwumps look like and the typewriter. And then there's, like, long paragraphs describing how they got it to work.
Yeah. I found out that Jamie Heineman from Mythbusters designed or helped design them.
The mugwumps?
The mugwumps, yeah. He worked on the movie.
Golly. The tales he could tell.
Right.
Just about this one.
Yeah.
It could have been like the most sane set. We're going to do this incredibly weird movie. Everybody has to be completely sane.
Completely sober and sane.
Yeah. Would you recommend it to anybody?
Yeah. Just at least to watch it once and experience it. I would say do it sober, maybe.
Yeah. I don't imbibe. I don't get drunk and I don't do any smoky or mm-mm. harder things.
Yeah.
So I think this and train spotting is the closest I'm going to get to any sort of drug use.
Oh, man. Try Waking Life whenever you can. If you have
I've seen that.
Yeah.
I've seen that. But that's just like, I guess...
The rotoscope.
Probably... that's probably like people might trip. But this is about drugs, and train spotting is about drugs. It's as true. Vicarious as I'm going to get.
Yeah. And they're both about heroin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, he was on heroin at the time. I think he shot up anything, though.
True. Yeah, I'm sure he was doing pills and all that stuff. As that little satchel that he had, or what was it? A pillowcase. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that was his typewriter. In the movie, he's like, my typewriter's in my bag, and it's broken. And then you look in there, and it's just a ton of drugs. So the movie cut back and forth between these real moments, like that one, and these false, trippy fantasy moments. I think that was really clever how they did, because it didn't make anything look different.
Right.
All right. I think pretty much, watch it once at least in your life.
At least once.
If you're adventurous, visit again.
Yeah.
I'm adventurous, but I wouldn't say visit again and again and again and again in a row.
Yeah, no, like, you'll go crazy.
Give it 10 years. Give it 10 years each viewing.
You'll see something different every 10 years.
Quite possibly.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Manny.
Hey,
thank
no
you
problem.
For watching the crazy movie with me.
Hey, anytime.
And we'll catch you all later.
Bye now.
What did I just watch?
It doesn't have to be a butthole.